Celebrate Valentine's Day. Order your love horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 27th and the whole week ahead. The moon's in your sign and two lovely aspects to Venus and the sun make this a very positive day for you. I think the only problem is if you go over the top with anything you're addicted to, drink, drugs, all of that kind of stuff. Even prescribed medicines can make you tired and weary. So don't go floating wisperly in an air of confusion. Focus your mind. You'll be amazed at what you can achieve. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury, your ruler, is going to square Uranus. There's always a difficulty with that because you just can't keep your concentration. Or if you can, then somebody else can't. And that can be a source of frustration simply because they're late for a date or they don't turn up at all. Or there's all kinds of things that can occur today. Keep you cool and just remember this. In the long run, you're master or mistress of your own destiny. And here's your Monday stars. Now, you need to focus on money and finances today, and that especially goes if there's any kind of debt in your life. Maybe you need to go and seek advice from a money manager or an accountant. But what I am seeing here with these stars is there seems to be an accumulative effect, either with utility companies who are making demands or just something here that tells me you need advice when it comes to a money matter. Here's your Tuesday stars. All about money, still about money. The difference is today is that you seem to be much more aware of your limitations. If you're not, then more fool you. But if you are aware of your limitations and know how much you've got to spend and what you haven't got, then it will be a much more fulfilling and a less frustrating day. It's certainly one where you can't let niggles get a hold of you when it comes to cash. Don't give in to them. Here's your Wednesday stars. It's big, it's huge, and it's an eclipse in the sign of Leo, which for you is your third house, your natural house. I want you to look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Read about the third house, because it can be dramatic events over the next 6 months that can change all parts and aspects of your world and life beyond your wildest dreams. I see this as one of the most creative periods for you mentally that you've known in a long time. And here's your Thursday stars. Mercury's move into Aquarius yesterday really is great for you. Your ruling planet in the sign of Aquarius really opens up your mind over the next few weeks. If you want to travel, if you want to take or make a journey, then this is the time to seek and find your destination and the best way to get there. This is about learning and experiencing life in a way you've never done before. Here's your Friday stars. Now the moon's in Virgo and a square to Mars and opposition to Pluto. Wowee. The problem with this is that you feel put upon. You feel that you can't make a move without other people relying on you. Responsibilities become a chore. Now don't let them, because with the link to Saturn, if you show that you're willing, able and can do something, I tell you what, you'll go up in everyone's estimation.